Presented by Green Beverage, our first guest of the day is Aaron Suttles, Tuscaloosa News and Tidesports.com. First of all, first and foremost, back from the beach where you were extremely generous to join us while looking beachside, but how was the trip?
Oh, man, it was perfect to be able to take some time off in a beautiful setting and actually kind of recharge the batteries before we hit a kind of pedal to the floor, for football season. So it was nice to get that last bit of vacation in before it starts up in earnest. And once it starts up, Chris, as you know, it doesn't stop for a while.
It ain't slowing down anytime soon. You're exactly right. And really and truly, it starts Friday or, I guess, Thursday. Coach Saban and Mysteri, as I've talked about, have got their Knicks kids luncheon, and they'll have a little media opportunity there. But then the players do report that day, and camp starts Friday, and they won't slow down from that point forward.
Really won't. And, you know, the first few weeks, it's nice to get back. And it's nice to get back in the rhythm of covering football. The players have a rhythm when they practice and get into their classes. Same thing for the guys that cover the team. We have a schedule for once. A lot of our summer is unscheduled because we're kind of like kids out of school, not a lot to do in terms of scheduled activities. But it's nice to get back in a rhythm, to have your day planned out, and just to watch some football. And if history serves, and knowing Alabama weather, it's going to be hot.
Should be, although I think we're catching a little bit of a break, relatively speaking, by the end of the week. But I'm with you. I will take it as well. I still fully expect for us to all sweat a good bit before and after things get kicked off. This may be an odd one and tough to answer for you, Aaron, but in terms of off seasons and from the moment that last play of spring practice wrapped up, in your mind, how have things gone for Alabama? I know that's tough to quantify, but do you feel like it's been a decent off season for the Crimson Tide?
Well, I think there are probably two answers to that. I think from those who cover the team, those who report on the team, I think it's been an outstanding, given what I've heard, some of the things that the players are tweeting about. Several players have tweeted in the last couple of days about how close this team is. And Nick Saban mentioned that during spring practice. I don't necessarily know if he was alluding to last year's group, but coming off of last season, I think that's the most immediate comparison one could make. And Saban said he liked the way this team, the energy of the team, the attitude, most importantly, of the team. And judging by the players' tweets, guys like Derrick Henry and even a freshman like Josh Frazier, they've tweeted how much work has gone in, how they're so ready to get to practice. And that's not new. Any player that's taken some time off will be ready to get back. But there's a positive vibe around this team, a hunger, if you want to label it such, after last year. But then from a perception standpoint, from those who only read headlines, it wasn't a great offseason, given the off-the-field issues some of the players had. But again, we've talked about it, Chris, weren't any major issues. I don't want to make light of it. When you're getting arrested, it's a major issue. But in comparison and in relative terms, they weren't that big a deal. But for those who just scan headlines, and maybe on a national level, not the greatest offseasons for Alabama, but for those of us who cover the team and have our fingers on the pulse of it, I'm really interested to see how the fall practice goes, because I think it's a very close group, and I'm very intrigued to see how it's going to come together.
Talking to Aaron Suttles on the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. I know this will be a work in progress, and it's vitally important that Blake Sims, Jake Coker, maybe together, not just take over the leadership position of quarterback, but the leadership role that normally comes with that. That being said, is this going to be one of the more unusual seasons in a while in that the true leaders early are going to be somewhere else other than coming from that slot?
Yeah, I think so. I actually kind of look back to 2011 when you got a lot of emotional leadership from the offensive side from a guy like G.J. Fluker, a very emotional player, played with a lot of passion. I don't know the offensive line is so kind of turned over. I don't know that there's any guy there other than maybe an Austin Shepherd, and I don't know his personality well enough in that locker room to know how well he can lead. I do think quarterback is a natural leadership position, and that whoever plays the best, you know, it's just kind of evolve into a leader on that offense. But right now, I think the biggest leader, in terms of work ethic on the field, the talent that people want to follow, and has really stepped up from a vocal standpoint, is Amari Cooper. You know, here's a guy that I would have never dreamed last year would be one of the selections to go to Media Day. He's so reticent around the media. Not that he wasn't a good interview. He was just very carefully worded, kind of quiet, a guy just very consumed with doing his job and making himself a better player. Well, now you've seen him take that next step. It's not just about him anymore. I think everyone knows it's covered the sport, how good he is as a player individually. He wants his team to be great. And he's verbalizing that. And I think that's big, given right now, in lieu of the new starting quarterback, I think it's big that a guy, because you're naturally going to kind of go to gravitate toward guys who are good. That's just the way sports work. And then when they have a good work ethic to match that, you even look at them closer. And then when they start speaking up, well, now they got the entire room's attention. And I think Amari is really in that spot right now.
I have known for a while, like everybody else, that, look, we're ready to see these guys compete, talking about Blake Sims and Jake Coker, and I know freshmen are going to battle as well. Other guys are going to battle for the spot. So I shouldn't limit it to them, even though we all know that's kind of where it's going to start. But where it really hit me was this week when I don't know who posted it on Twitter originally or where it came from, but when one single pass thrown by Jake Coker is treated almost like the Zapruder film, then you know just how desperate we are to get this thing going.
Absolutely, because if you look at it, that video is a couple months old, and I saw that when it first came out. And but when people are breaking it down from 150 yards away, and those guys are ants on the screen, yeah, people are just hungry for some football. And they're absolutely ready to see the pictures, the videos start rolling in from the Thomas Drew practice facilities. I mean, there's really nothing much going on unless you're a diehard baseball fan. These are the dog days of summer, and people are ready to see how Alabama's going to be this year. And it starts with the most intriguing position probably in all sports, and that's quarterback. And it was interesting to see, because if you care about being great, you know, no coaches, you're not allowed to have supervised practice from coaches. But if you want to be the quarterback on this team, and if you're Jacob Coker, even if you're Blake Sims, you're going to get the guys together and go throw. I mean, that's just part of it. It's not built into your scholarship. There's no language that you do that, but you do it. And to see Jacob do that, it was interesting that he was out there with Amari. I think that's a good sign for Jake. And Blake's been doing it as well. You know, Jake Coker's not the only one out there doing it. But that's what that position requires, especially when you're trying to win the job.
I want to ask your thoughts on a couple of guys from an NFL standpoint with Alabama. Heard the comments from D. Milner. I can only assume that he doesn't play fantasy football, because he's got himself listed as the best corner in the league. Understand confidence, self-confidence. How far from reality has he gotten, bless his heart?
Well, it's a situation where he's not in the best city to make that statement, because the New York press will jump on any little nugget that you give them. But you have to look at that position. And it's a pitched position where you're constantly challenged one-on-one most of the time. And it's, when you're in that position, there's a lot of ego involved, and there's a lot of, you have to have. It's not, if you want to be great, you have to have that confidence in yourself. It's not that, well, you know, maybe we can work on it. You have to be that way. You have to be a Drake Patrick. You have to think that you're the best, because it's a cornerback. You're going to get beat, but you have to let it go. You can't dwell on one play, and that you have to get yourself in that mindset. That's why you see wide receivers and defensive backs are really some of the most outspoken guys in sports, you know, because they're used to that one-on-one challenge of going up against the other guy. You know, trash talk comes with it. I do think right. the, you know, you're in a bad city to make that statement, because the New York press, it's a different beast than it is when he played in Tuscaloosa. One, he's not being protected by Alabama media rules, and two, the New York media is just a different animal altogether. So he's going to need to start, when you make a statement like that, particularly in a media market like New York, you're going to have to play well.
Rolando McClain getting a fresh start in Dallas, and by all accounts, I know it's extremely early, and I guess right now you can base success on the fact that he's still there after a couple of days, unfortunately, because of the last run. But just your thoughts in general about where we may be talking about Orlando here once the season itself gets kicked off.
Well, as an objective observer, I thought he landed in a great spot when he went to Baltimore, given Ozzie and Ozzie Newsome's relationship to Alabama and to Nick Saban. And when that didn't work out, I just threw my hands up with Rolando. I don't know. As a human being, I hope whatever's eating at him, whatever troubles he has, whether it be emotional issues, psychological issues, whatever that is, I hope as a human being, because he's a father, that he can find some peace. And if it's in football and it gives him that structure that can help him do that, then I hope he sticks it out. I don't know. You know, we're all rooting for him, and I'm rooting for him more as a human being than as a football player. But given what I do, you know, I look at the football side of it. He's a tremendously talented individual, and it's so interesting that he's so smart on the field. He's so talented on the field that when he's in it and he's got himself going, he's as good as there is. You know, he ran Nick Saban's defense as a freshman. I mean, think about that for a second. He's right. calling plays as a freshman. I hope he gets it together, but at this point, I really don't know what to make of Rolando.
You never have to question Julio Jones in terms of effort, skill, and thankfully not any off-the-field stuff. It's been a question of staying healthy, though, and again, very, very early, but it's nice to see that he appears to be off to a decent start at Flowery Branch, getting camp, coming off those two-foot surgeries.
Yeah, without a question. When he's healthy, he's the biggest, you know, athletic freak that I've personally ever covered. He just can do it all. He's fast. He's strong enough for if you want to play him bump and run. He's going to beat you physically. He can jump all, you know, almost out of the stadium. The thing with him is he's almost too gifted athletically and physically, because he takes on extra tackles maybe when he doesn't need to, because he's so physically strong. He can take a beating. And he's used to playing with pain. He did it at Alabama. He did it, he's done it in the NFL. When he's healthy, he has one of the biggest mismatches for defensive coordinators in the NFL. It's fun to watch him when he's got it going. And I think there's a certain any time with an athlete, when you're forced to miss, you know, part of a season, whole season, whatever it may be, there's a certain – and Julio's a guy that's motivated internally, so he doesn't need a lot. I think you're going to see maybe a little more, given how his season ended last year, and that'll be fun for all of us to watch.
Most important question: you ready for this?
Absolutely.
What's the over/under that around 4 o'clock, or whenever that practice wraps up, Bryant-Denny Stadium Sunday afternoon, they blow the horn, they open the gates, and the running of the fans begins? Over under on number of face plants before the 50-yard line?
I'm going to go over under 3. I think I put the line at 3, and I'm going to go over and say 5. Yeah.
I think there's a real chance for that.
They haven't been training. You can't ignore your training. You know, you can't just sit around and then just expect to do a full sprint with your arm loaded full of stuff. You got to put in the work. And if you're not, then you're going to be embarrassed on the internet by pulling some grass out of your teeth at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
And the collisions that will occur, I say, because they don't really know what Jake Coker looks like, and they're trying to figure out where he is, and they'll start to one hash and then cut back the other. I think you're looking at some major collisions potentially taking place.
Maybe some sprained ankles. Hopefully no ACL tears.
Oh, but there'll be some sore hammies come Monday morning.
Stretch, people, stretch.
That hydrate and stretch. It's always a good plan, no matter what you're doing in life. Hey, Aaron, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
All right, take care, Chris.
Aaron Suttles, beat writer, covering the Crimson Tide for the Tuscaloosa News, and you'll also find him online at TideSports.com. Also a great follow on Twitter.